I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's happened again, another mass shooting in America. Police say a man opened fire in a bank in Louisville, Kentucky, killing five people. CBS's Roxana Saberi is in Louisville.
A routine morning at Old National Bank in the city's downtown turned into terror when a man started firing a rifle in a conference room.
We have a break room. I got in there and shut the door for a second. And then I was looking around, opened the door to see where he was at. And I could see him still shooting. I didn't see his face. And then I took off running out the front door.
Police identified the suspect as 25-year-old bank employee Connor Sturgeon, who they say live-streamed the attack.
A grand jury has indicted the mother of a 6-year-old boy who shot and wounded his teacher in a classroom in Newport News, Virginia. More from CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
The teacher, still recovering from the January shooting, filed a $40 million lawsuit last week, claiming school administrators ignored warnings that the boy had a gun at school and posed an imminent threat.
Donald Trump will return to New York City for proceedings in a state case.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where for the second time in as many weeks, former President Trump will visit for another legal matter. He's scheduled to sit for a deposition Thursday in the Lower Manhattan offices of New York Attorney General Letitia James. It's in connection with the $250 million lawsuit filed by her office in September, accusing Trump, his company, and three of his kids of widespread fraud.
State legislators in California are considering banning the sale of some candies unless manufacturers stop putting certain chemicals in them. Details from KOVR-TV reporter Julie Watts.
Opponents of the bill, the food lobby, argue regulating food should be left to the federal government, not the state. They say these chemicals are deemed safe in the U.S. and that consumers can read the ingredient label if they're concerned.
A viral TikTok video is warning parents about the kind of bathing suits they buy their kids, says CBS's Monica Ricks.
Don't buy blue bathing suits.
Nikki Scarnati's a certified infant swimming instructor and recently shared the dangers of wearing swimsuits that match water.
Look how difficult it is to see her under the water. And this is in calm water. This is not with a whole bunch of other kids playing and splashing around and having a good time.
She says certain blues can camouflage your kids, making it tough to tell if they're in trouble.
If you were a child or teenager in the 60s or 70s, you almost certainly read Mad Magazine, especially the Snappy Answers to Stupid Questions section. The creator of that and other sections of the wacky mag, Al Jaffe, died Monday at the age of 102, according to the magazine. For 50 years, beginning in 1964, almost every issue of the magazine featured new material.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Only 1 week left to file your taxes, but don't worry, Jackson Hewitt is racking up the assists.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing.
Absolutely. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
About participation trophies. Should we ban them? 844-967-2789. This has long been, I feel like for almost as long as I've been an adult, people have been complaining about participation trophies. And I don't remember, I feel like millennials get pegged as the generation where these became popular. I don't remember getting a whole lot of participation trophies, first of all.
No.
And second of all, even if we did, who's the one who gave them to us? The boomers. So blame you guys as far as calling us, our generation, soft because we got participation trophies. We didn't choose to have them. You gave them to us.
Trust me, this boomer would never have done that.
So, you know, we're talking about this, but we want to hear from you if you have strong feelings about the concept of participation trophies.
I want to know if you got who got one and what it was for. Was it was this a major thing?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, or anyone watching the live stream on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, feel free to comment. But I'm fine if we collectively got rid of participation trophies. I don't really think that they serve much of a purpose. I don't think we should go as far as to, in a state like North Carolina, where it feels like there's probably other problems and bigger things that should get the focus of lawmakers, passing a law banning participation trophies feels a little too far. But as far as like the collective, if you are someone who's in charge of youth sports, just be like, yeah, we're not going to do that and move towards that. I'm in favor of that.
I think it's interesting, and I think you make a really good point, though, and I have no doubt that there are far more important things going on in North Carolina to legislate about, and that's exactly why they're doing this instead.
Like, distract.
Look over here, shiny thing, look over here.
Look at this other ridiculous thing that we're focusing
exactly.
on.
Exactly, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Because I don't feel like I got a lot of participation trophies. Like I said, so my big sports, I feel like at one point in my life, I played almost everything. But I played mostly basketball, but I was also a pretty good swimmer up until high school when I just chose to focus on basketball and acting. So I was either doing one, I was either in a play, it was basketball season, or it was the summer and I was doing both. But I remember, I feel like certain, because Madison, I don't know any other city that has this, but Madison has the most incredible, one of the most incredible things I would say about Madison is they have all these, they're not all country clubs, but they're like private pools because they don't have a lot of public pools. Public pools kind of went the way once. That's a whole other story. We talked about that with the book, Some of Us, when they were like, oh, you want us to desegregate public pools? We just won't have public pools.
We'll just get rid of them.
But I digress. But most of the different neighborhoods in Madison have a community pool, differing amounts of money to have a membership. But I feel like growing up, most of the kids I knew, a lot of them belonged to some kind of pool. And every pool had a swim team and a dive team, and they had water ballet and stuff. And I just thought this was a normal thing growing up. But if you were on a swim team, or if you were on dive team, there was a dive meet every Friday night. If you were on a swim team, there was a swim meet every Saturday. And then at the end of the summer, there was the all-city swim meet, all-city dive meet, where all, I'm going to make up this number, but I want to say 12 different clubs had this super organized swim meet. And it was just like, it was this Madison thing that, looking back at, I now realize, oh, most cities don't have that, especially are not that well coordinated. And we're like, it's basically, I have to imagine, almost all volunteer run, or if anyone's getting paid, it's not like they're getting paid a lot, but it was this like super special thing. And a lot, it turned out a lot of good swimmers. But anyways, so I feel like that was the only sport I played where any meet, like some meets, I feel like there was a participation trophy.
Really?
Or participation ribbon. It was not a trophy.
Okay.
And I can't think of anything else I participated in where we got something. And I think the bigger point is, even if I did, it meant so little that I can't remember it.
It was not impactful.
Right? Because I feel like even if you got a participation trophy as a kid, because it was just a participation trophy, did it mean anything? Did it carry any value for you of like, well, at least they acknowledged that I was here?
844-967-2789. Did you get a participation trophy? Did it change the course of your life? Do you think they should be stopped? 262 checking in, speaking as a dad of two. If you're like 5 to 7 years old, sure, participation trophies are fine. Older than that, probably not. The snowflakes in North Carolina are trying to make a law out of this. Those folks need to think about what their priorities are as lawmakers. This should not be worth their time.
Yes, I think both can be true. We can all kind of roll our eyes and be like, yeah, like participation trophies are kind of dumb. And this should not be a state law.
No. Come on.
Benjamin Zimmerman on the YouTube Live, never got any participation trophies. But if SC, or I'm thinking it's probably North Carolina coaches and organizers, really want to give out things to kids and get around this possible law, they could have, where is it? It with the 10th place or whatever. Oh, like they just give more places out.
Right,
yeah. And so that, yeah. So if it's,
what, number 27.
I know. Can you imagine that trophy ceremony?
Number 95.
But this is the name of the bill. The Senate bill, catchily named, an act to prohibit awards in youth recreation activities of local governments based solely on participation.
Oh, these people need hobbies.
And basically, it would amend North Carolina's general statutes to include the ban. But it's like, I do think these things are hated. And so this is saying that it's typical. It's typical for kids in the U.S. to get a bit of plastic scrap of ribbon at the end of an event or a game. The idea that kids get trophies or ribbons simply for participating and not winning has been a popular source of anxiety and concerns for 100 years. And then they link to, oh, yeah. In the early 1900s, we had a philosophy that children who participated in sports would be better citizens of the United States. And so it's literally been 100 years that we've been talking about trying to engage kids to play
sports.
And they've been giving participation trophies, our trophy. Yeah. They link to the sport. The participation trophies, along with great inflation, are hurting more than helping. But they date back to things like as early as the 1900s. Which is hilarious.
And isn't it more important the way you teach your children about winning and losing? I mean, your dad was a basketball star. He was a coach. He was What did he tell you about
Well, that man hates to lose. He does hate to lose.
I'm sure, but he must have some rules.
Yeah, but
about
you suck
losing.
It up. I mean, I think the thing is what I've always felt with losing, not always, but I think it's the same thing as not getting a job, not getting the best grade in the class. Like what I've always felt about learning to lose with grace is learning that you can try your hardest and it still doesn't work out. You learn perseverance. If anything, you learn a lot more from the times you lose than the times that you win when you look back. And that's as true as I heard people saying that last week with politics, of as far as walking away from our election last week. And like the people, when you lose an election, you probably look back and learn a lot more in the postmortem than when sometimes when you win. You look like you want to say something.
Only because I think in this particular instance, that may not be applicable, that the one group walked away from the election having learned anything.
We'll see. That's yet to be seen. But I think it's also about, I mean, it is about learning to lose. And that's why I never really understood participation trophies, because like I said before, I feel like the value of them, just to get them to get them, is just, if anything, maybe it's like a secret capitalist thing where like, oh, buy more stuff.
It's the trophy lobby.
It's the trophy lobby.
The ribbon people.
We need these for kids' self-esteem.
Yes, yes.
Because we mostly just need you to keep buying useless crap.
Exactly.
That's going to get found in someone's junk drawer when they move out 25 years from now. Speaking of junk drawers, we saw my cousins over the weekend. And my cousin Brian, I guess he was cleaning out something. He handed me a ticket stub from 1995 of when they came, my entire family came to see me as a street urchin in A Christmas Carol.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
and I was like,
God.
How do you still, you've moved so, you've lived abroad. How do you still have this? So junk drawers, man.
Mementos worth keeping.
Yes, exactly. But this is actually interesting. An op-ed in an Ohio newspaper from 1922 decried the practice of handing out trophies to anyone who showed up to play in a high school basketball tournament. So this is an old, old debate, but I still think this is the law. This is where I stand. The law is stupid. You don't need to actually pass a law, but we all can agree that participation trophies are also kind of stupid.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with me, if someone can make an argument of why participation trophies are good for self-esteem, they motivate kids to get in the game, even if they don't win, I will gladly hear your argument. 844-967-2789. And we'll end on Josh Egan saying, sounds like some people in North Carolina didn't get a trophy growing up and now are looking for revenge.
Ooh.
Now I want to look up Tim Moffitt, Bobby Hanag, and Eddie Settle and see how athletic do they look.
We'll examine that during
the
break.
We'll examine it. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 48 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are wrapping up our conversation around participation trophies. Because I got a text at the break.
Uh-oh.
That made me feel like maybe in just like people's health care, one size maybe does not fit all. Because my father-in-law, so one of the things that Mike and I found out that we had in common almost as soon as we started talking, dating, is that we both have had uncles with Down syndrome.
Right.
And so my father-in-law just texted me, he goes, my brother Jeff really liked getting participation ribbons and trophies. And I'm guessing it was in Special Olympics. And I have to imagine that Doug, my uncle, also really liked getting trophies. But although he was also a good swimmer, I feel like sometimes he actually just won outright in track and swimming. But I guess that is a good example of... For some kids, it does
matter.
Mean a lot.
Sure.
So now I feel like I'm eating my words a little bit.
Well, as you said, it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all for everyone. Texter from the 608 at 844-967-2789. Glad to see lawmakers working hard on our real kitchen table issues affecting us all, like drag shows and participation trophies. P.S. The Wisconsin Assembly and Senate majorities are nothing more than participation trophies delivered by Robin Voss and his legal team.
Zing.
Ouch. Send more of those. 844-967-2789.
And so I don't think this, it'll be interesting to see if they, with their new supermajority, because that kept getting kicked down the road last week. So one of the stories we were going to touch on, and then there was other stories that kept superseding it, was basically in North Carolina, another gerrymandered, another fairly 50-50 purple state,
right,
that is heavily gerrymandered. They had a lawmaker there last week.
Who just got elected
as a Democrat, who just, because the Democrats were mean to her, decided to just swap parties.
Yeah, I smell something rotten there.
Is she in the Senate or the Assembly? Because I guess that would probably change how long her term is. But that, because this, it reminded me of basically what happened with Kristen Sinema, which since she left technically left the Democratic Party and is now an independent, I'm not sure I've heard from her since, except her wild outfit at the State of the Union.
She's too busy making money.
She is making a lot of money. But
North Carolina State Rep. Trisha Cotham. She is a representative.
Okay, so shorter term, so who knows if she gets reelected. But it spits so much in the face of, you were supposed to represent the people of your district, not take offense to how... So, unless she was hearing, so like the way that I can justify what she did is on the difference, because I do think there's difference of holding true to what your constituents want and not just falling in line with the party because the party's saying this is how we're going to vote on stuff. Because that's basically what had happened. The Democrats were voting one way. She decided not to vote that way. And they were mean to her or whatever. They had feelings about her not voting.
If she can't handle people being mean to her, she's going to have a real short life in politics.
Yes, exactly. And I get that to the extent that if it was something that you were hearing from your constituents as far as what you thought was best for them, but just because your own personal feelings. But it also feels like an even more of a misstep to switch parties after just getting elected under the pretenses of being in the other party and expecting you to still represent your district well, unless she is more of an independent. At least Kristen Sinema became an independent instead of a Republican. And in this case, because now her vote in the assembly, correct me if I'm wrong, gave them the supermajority.
I believe so, yes.
And so...
And that's why there's some speculation on whether or not if she wasn't a plant this whole time.
Yeah.
With the intention of winning this seat in this very Democratic part of the state. And then flipping. I mean, look at George Santos. George Santos is not the person...
Who he says he is?
The person who those voters voted for. Nothing that he said on his resume is the truth. So, and it just doesn't seem to matter anymore.
Well, and it's funny because I've heard some people kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of not, argue for that in the past of running people who have capital D Democratic values as Republicans to get around the gerrymander. And then once they get elected, especially if they're more moderate, I just don't know how that actually works because I feel like the insular groups, at least in what I've been able to see in Wisconsin, is who's up and coming. And so to kind of have any background whatsoever with left-leaning organizations or left-leaning politics and then just kind of pop up, I'd have to learn what was her background that she got elected and didn't no one vetted her? No one kind of knew where she was? Oh, yeah, we can trust her. She's clearly a Democrat. So I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked more into it enough, but it is a disappointing situation for the people who voted for her, to say the least.
No doubt.
All right, when we come back, would you like the option of having no conversation with your hairstylist? If you could opt in and say, I don't feel like talking today, and you didn't have to have the awkwardness, would you choose that option? 844-967-2789. We will talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police say a 25-year-old man shot and killed five people at the bank he worked at in Louisville, Kentucky. A friend of Governor Andy Beshear was among the victims.
To honor those that have fallen and as so many families grieve, I'm ordering our flags statewide fly at half-staff until Friday.
The mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in a classroom in their Newport News, Virginia school is now facing criminal charges, says CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
A grand jury indicted her on charges, including recklessly leaving a loaded firearm and endangering a child.
Donald Trump is returning to New York City to give a deposition in a state case that accuses him, his company, and three of his children of widespread fraud, CBS's Matt Piper.
He previously appeared for a deposition in the case and invoked the Fifth Amendment more than 400 times. Last Tuesday, Trump was arraigned on 34 felony criminal charges related to alleged hush money payments.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are wrapping up, because I got a couple more texts for us, about participation trophies. But then the next question is, would you like to have a silent option when getting your haircut?
men and women.
Men and women. Mm-hmm. Or other scenarios where you'd like to just politely say, I'd rather not. I'd rather not have the small talk. 844-967-2789. But on the YouTube live stream, Kevin Bruce said, can we just say what everyone is thinking? These participation trophies are a major hazard. Number one killer of kids. Oh, wait, that's guns. And then he added, the kids in Tennessee have it right. You ban books, you ban drag. Kids are still ending up in body bags. So that's the less fun response we got, but true.
But true. And while we're on this, just quickly before we light it up, podcaster Charlie Kirk has doubled down on his belief that gun deaths are worth it. After today's mass shooting at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky, Kirk reacted by defending recent remarks highlighted by Media Matters. Quote, I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights, unquote.
Well, I guess everyone's entitled to their opinion. I would not agree with that one, though.
I think there are
holy
at least a dozen people today in Kentucky who would not agree with that.
It's the Charlie Kirks and the Candace Owens and these people who just, it's like, because I don't know that many people personally who, it's like, are you, like, the ones who are true believers versus the attention whores.
The posers.
Well, yeah, the people who are like, if I say this, the amount of vitriol I'll get, I'll bring out the people who agree with me, and I'm saying the silent part out loud. I may or may not believe what I'm saying, but it will also get on social media, on my channels, on my platforms, on my show. It just brings so much attention.
And money,
that it is worth always thinking about the worst thing you could actually say in response to any of this.
What's the worst take I could possibly have?
Because, and then we'll switch back in a second, but because even, which I don't even think is as, that's really bad what he said. But Candace Owens is still dealing with fallout, as far as I can see on social media, from a couple weeks ago when she went on a whole rant about having accessible clothing, like Skims, Kim Kardashian's company, Skims, had a model who was modeling their adaptive clothing line made for people who have disabilities. Because as you can imagine, if you, depending on your mobility and stuff, putting bras and underwear on isn't always the easiest thing to do.
Right.
And so actually hats off to Skims and Kim Kardashian for making a comfortable line of adaptive clothing. And so to model their adaptive clothing, big shock, they hired a model who was in a wheelchair. And Candace Owens just had this entire meltdown about how it was going too far and inclusivity was going too far. And like people in wheelchairs probably don't even want this. And as you can imagine, there was a whole bunch of people who have disabilities who were not very happy with what she said. And it's like, how? Because she's not dumb. And I just have to imagine, because she's not always on my radar until there's a bunch of people responding to her, right? And that's why they do it.
Yes. And the subsequent money that follows that attention. Because it's not just for the attention. They're doing it for the dough. One other quote from Mr. Kirk. Of course, our hearts go out to the victims in Kentucky for every one of these situations, but we cannot allow them to emotionally hijack the narrative. You're right. Five people are dead. Eight are injured just today, but we can't allow them to emotionally hijack this issue.
The narrative,
right.
Well, on Twitter, going back to the participation trophy conversation, Wes said, where's old diaper Dan Kelly's participation trophy? He seemed kind of grumpy when he didn't get one, which is pretty funny. I think I saw confirmation that he actually did delete his Twitter. And then one more comment regarding our last segment. Jim Denny says, regarding the rep who changed parties, if this is provable, and I am sure some internet hounds are already digging into it, I would like to be able to say that this is a new low for the Republicans, but no, they have found a new bottom every hour. And so I guess we'll find out if she was actually a plant or not. But I feel like that doesn't take that much digging to find it out.
You wouldn't think so. But again, now after George Santos, you have to wonder if anybody gets vetted over anything anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
844-967-2789. Jeff from Brookfield is joining us. Jeff, thanks for calling Ask Us Wisconsin. What do you want to say?
Okay. Yeah, this stuff shouldn't surprise us. We have an ex-president who got arrested and brought in, and he just raised $4 million like that.
Yeah.
As far as the comments, like, you know, that Charlie Kirk makes and stuff, yeah, it doesn't seem,
doesn't
seem to matter.
And as long as I got you, your next subject about getting the silent treatment.
Yes.
For your haircut?
Yeah. Would you do it?
No. I go because I'm talking to the person. I've been going to I can get a cheap haircut because I don't have much hair. But I go there every 2 months to talk to her and catch up.
Oh, that's
I've been doing it for 30 years with the same gal.
Oh, that's great, Jeff.
That's what happens when you're an old fart.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. And no, I don't think it's the forced option, because I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people like, you become friends. Like my hairstylist, I drive to Madison to get my hair done because she does a good job with curly hair.
Yep.
And, you know, we catch up. We catch up on what's going on with the show and any vacations she has coming up. We largely talk about how to different things I can do with my hair. But I've been very talkative with my like Uber drivers and Lyft drivers. I always try to stay like conversational with them because I'm a personable person. And yeah. So I like making small talk, but I also understand that not everyone does. I will say the one scenario when it comes to someone is providing a service to you for X amount of time, whether it's a ride, a bank teller, you know, something short or something long. The one scenario where someone who is super chatty is kind of like, okay, can you guess what I'm going to say?
A massage.
No.
No.
Kind of that. I mean, I think that one doesn't bother me as much. There's another one that recently happened to me that I'm like,
oh, is it the dentist?
Yes. I recently got my teeth cleaned at a new place, and she was very sweet. She was a dental hygienist. She was very sweet, very talkative. But I was like, girl, I can't talk back. Your fingers are all up in my mouth.
Yeah, and that's a really excellent example. It is. And you would think if she has to realize that. Maybe she's just young and enthusiastic and still getting her sea legs, and I don't know, but yeah, when you got the thing with the mirror and this picky thing,
and scraping things off my mouth, yeah, and I'm like, I can't tell you what my show's about. Like, I appreciate that you're interested, but
Wisconsin is a really brownie program.
And so I bring this up because there is a new barbershop. I don't know if it's a new barbershop, but there is a barbershop that prides itself on its customer service. And so it's called Beyond the Pale Barbershop, and it's in San Francisco.
Okay.
And they let customers choose silent mode from the beginning. So then the barber then knows not even to try to chat with the customer. And so it's like an opt-in option.
Okay.
And I was just interested as far as like how he said he has about 350 regular customers who schedule appointments with him. And it does not say how many opt in for the silent option, but I think it's interesting to offer it. I think Uber maybe did at one point too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where you didn't have to do the uncomfortable chit chat with your driver?
Well, I always make uncomfortable chit chat with my driver. And it's actually led to most recently the uncomfortable, it wasn't uncomfortable, but just my Mike a couple months ago, January. He came in and talked about it. His card show.
Oh, yeah.
So his card show happened. It was great. But it was also the same day as Disney Ice. And so the traffic getting downtown was a nightmare. So I was trying to get picked up because I wasn't going to park downtown. And my poor Uber driver was like stuck. So I just started walking towards his car to find him. So I got in the car and we started talking about the card show. And like, I told him about my husband and how he does cards and all of this stuff. And then it ended up, he's like, well, this might be a weird question, but like, could I give you my number and you could give him my number? And then, cause I think I have a bunch of cards and I'd love to know if like what I have. And I was like, sure, man. And so like, you never know who you're going to talk to in an Uber, which I really appreciate. So the Uber thing, I definitely talk to talk to the drivers until they, unless it doesn't seem like they want to talk to me. And hairstylists, I definitely do. I'm trying to think of other scenarios where the silent option might be something people would opt into.
I don't see this person anymore, so I feel free in speaking about this. I used to go see a woman regularly for facials.
Okay.
She's an esthetician. And I'm like you. I'm chatty. Mm-hmm. I'm personable. But she would start going off on rants.
Oh, she was like angry?
About things in her life.
Oh.
And by the time I would get out of there, I would be so anxious. I felt like I had to go get a massage because she would just go and just.
And she's like popping things out of your nose.
Doing extractions, you know? And it's like, and I'm so angry that, yes, I can feel that. So I would say I would opt in for silence during a facial.
Facial?
I think that's fair.
All right. 844-967-2789. What services would you opt into if you could say, like, it's not, I'm not trying to be rude. I just would rather not talk. Whether it's a barber, dental hygienist,
hairstylist.
I guess another one for women, I guess men too, would be when you get your nails done.
Definitely.
And how much do you chit chat with the person do your nails? And how much do they want to chit chat versus like, just let me focus on my job?
I would think that for a lot of these professions, that would be a relief. If you didn't have to chit chat with your customers.
That's an interesting perspective. On the flip side, like, do you get exhausted from on top of, because I think about being a barber or a hairstylist. We can ask Greg this on Wednesday because he used to be a barber. Like, you're on your feet for a long, I mean, those are long days, the days you work, and you're on your feet all day. And then, especially if you're not an extrovert, to on top of doing people's hair all day, also be chit chatting all day.
And pretend like you're interested.
Yes.
I would not be good at that.
And it's like, even if you're good at it, you're just like, it adds to the workload.
Without a doubt.
For some people, it probably is fun, but it just depends on your extroversion or introversion, if those are words. Is that the way?
They are. Sure. They are on this show. Producer's rules.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I love that it's also tied into that's because it's part of the customer experience of just letting them. I'm trying to think now. In San Francisco, there's so many tech nerds out there. I wonder how many people opt in for that. Like, I don't want to talk. I'm super awkward.
I'm just not good with people.
Yes. All right. Well, when we come back, we will wrap up today's show. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 48 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55. Dry with temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mednair, and we are asking you, what services would you prefer to opt out of being having to talk? Not because you're rude, just because you're like, I don't like it. Because we found an example of a barbershop in San Francisco that gives that option when customers come in if they would like silent mode. So it informs the barber that they don't need to, they can just cut the hair and move forward.
Be good to go.
And so I said dental hygienist is the only one I can think of where I'm like, I'm sure you're very nice, but this is a one-way conversation. And so I don't know what the point is. 844-967-2789.
715 has a good one, and I think you're going to agree with this.
Well, I heard you laugh out loud from the producer booth, so I'm excited.
It's your gynecologist appointment.
Yeah!
I mean, I don't want to talk recipes then.
That is true. But it's so fast. Like, the actual, the most vulnerable part of that appointment is usually...
over pretty quickly.
It's a lot shorter than getting your teeth cleaned.
That's very true. Thank God. Oh, my God. If this were an hour-long process, no one would ever do
it. No one would ever go. But that is a good point. You're just like, all right, like, we could just suspend. Sitting back up, legs closed, then we could chit-chat a little bit more.
Then we can talk
That's
about
a good one.
Potluck.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think, what other scenarios do we get ourselves into when you're like, this is... What other Curb Your Enthusiasm situations do we get ourselves into to be like,
Well, and you brought up the Uber driver, but since I did an Uber ride last year, and since then I have not taken another Uber because I thought the driver was going to kill me.
Oh, really?
There was something wrong with his car.
Did you report it?
No, because he knew where I lived.
Well, you know, if you report it, it's not going to say that you're the one who reported him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Because all I could think of was, oh, great, now Wilbur's going to come over to my house, and he's going to know that I'm the one who said, there's a weird shimmy in the back of this car, and I think we're all going to die.
No, there is a masking process in the same way, because it's the whole reason, like, when you give each other reviews on that app, you can't necessarily see who gave you a bad review or a good review.
Oh, good.
You can, especially the more you take it. Just because he was your only Uber driver doesn't mean you were his only Uber ride.
Good point. Because I'm telling you, there was a weird shimmy in the back of that car that was terrifying. And I didn't want to say anything to him because I just wanted to get home without death.
This is your responsibility. If he killed someone else, it's because you didn't report it, Jane.
All right. Well, if I ever get him again... Now that I understand how the reporting works, I will handle this correctly.
Well, and you have to be brave enough to take an Uber again.
Yeah.
Which maybe.
That may be a while.
Maybe not.
I had an Uber driver who did not look the part. Very preppy, horn-rimmed glasses, expensive sweater, As I ask all Uber drivers, what's your day job? Many say, it's this now. This one said, I'm a motivational speaker. I travel the world speaking at conferences. I am doing this to research a book on small talk.
That's fascinating.
From the 401 at 844-967-2789. That is really interesting.
I love talking to Uber drivers because I feel like it's so interesting how long they've been doing it, what they like about it. I've seen Uber drivers who have like really nice cars. I've had like Teslas, and this is Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Like people who pick up in like Teslas, and it's like, this is a really, really nice car.
So not necessarily just a side hustle.
No, but, and it's, I would say, no, that's not true. Even in San Francisco, New York was probably the least friendly when it came to Uber and Lyft drivers. When I lived there and would take it, it seemed the least
chatty. Yeah.
San Francisco, certainly with Lyft drivers, I was always super chatty. Now in Milwaukee, I always talk to everyone. Mostly especially if they're listening to talk radio, I'm like, hey, check out my show from 11 to 2.
Hey, there you go.
And I actually think I got one of them who called in one day. I forgot what his name was, but I, as soon as I heard his voice, it's like, I'm pretty sure that's the one I told to listen to the show.
That's awesome. I would love a follow-up with this 401 to find out whether or not this guy is a good small talker. The one who's going to be writing the book about small talk.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You'd think he'd have to be to get other, to motivate other people.
A lot of pressure.
How are you at small talk?
It depends. I can fake it for a certain amount of time. But my face is pretty easy to read, Kristen, which is why I've always preferred that no one can see me.
So and then you started working here.
Yes. And my life changed. So when I get bored, I don't hide it well.
Okay. Because I feel like I'm pretty good at small talk, but I'm also very good at getting into like deep conversations with strangers, which is a different thing.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not always comfortable with that. But as far as like, because I don't love small talk where it's like, this is just trivial, but I'll do it if I have to. But I do like talking to people if we can get to something that's like a little bit deeper, faster.
Absolutely. That's an entirely different thing. Because to me, small talk is, we're talking about the weather. We're talking about what your grandchildren did.
Like what you do for work.
Yes. You know, and you went grocery shopping. And okay, it's great. But if it's going to be something more substantive, that's different. That's
do you have like a go-to question to kick off a conversation with a stranger?
No, do you?
No. It changes in the moment. But sometimes I hear really interesting ones of like, what's the last good book you read? But then I feel like you put people on the spot, especially if they're not readers. They're like, I don't know. Now I feel dumb. Or if like, where's the best place you ever traveled? They're like, I've never left Wisconsin. And you're like, oh,
okay.
Sorry.
All right, then. We'll just not talk to anyone anymore.
All right. Well, here is some good news. Now that the weather is getting better in April, if you would like to save some money and get a sweet treat, Dairy Queen, the good old Dairy Queen, the Dairy Queen that had a plastic, the life-size plastic, not even life-size, the giant plastic spoon that showed up somewhere in Arizona on a schoolyard, that Dairy Queen, they not only dropped a fresh Blizzard lineup, but they also dropped its prices. So now through April 23rd, you can get a s'mores, that sounds good, choco dipped strawberry, Oreo brookie, cotton candy, questionable.
No.
Or peanut butter puppy chow blizzard.
Ooh,
that sounds good.
Yeah.
At any Wisconsin Dairy Queen for just 85 cents.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know how big they are, but you have to order it through the app. So you need to download Dairy Queen's app. I don't know how big the servings are, but I don't know what you can get these days for less than a buck.
85 cents, that's pretty impressive, but that's got to be one small cup.
Why 85 cents? Because the Blizzard debuted in 1985.
Well, enjoy.
So there you go. Go treat yourself to a Blizzard between now and April 23rd. Maybe multiple Blizzards, because it's only 85 cents.
And they'll add up to one full Blizzard.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow when we will do this all again. Thanks for listening. Thanks for texting. Thanks for calling. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
Slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles. "Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always